I'll make one correction for you, Bob.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
It's somewhere in there. It says when all the seats are up because of lack of quorum or something like that.
Right.
It seems to me you want this policy to apply whenever there's an election. For example, you might have three extra seats needing to be filled because people were filling vacancies, and instead of having 9 listener candidates, you're electing 12 or some odd number like that. And I think you want that policy to apply, but the way you wrote it, you said it only applies when all of the seats are up.
Oh, thank you. That's a very good point. So, if I could offer an amendment to my own motion, so that in any delegate election in which, should we say, more than the customary number
half.
Of
seats.
Customary half of seats, okay.
More than half.
Okay, that in any delegate election in which more than the customary half of seats in either the listener member or staff member category are vacant, 3-year term shall be awarded, et cetera. Is that clear, or is that more correct? Terry, does that resolve it?
Yeah, I think that's what you were trying to achieve.
Yeah, no, it is. Thank you for catching that. Okay, is there any objection to that self-amendment? Okay, all right, hearing none, then the motion's amended. Okay.
But I understood you to have actually
Teresa,
two separate motions.
Teresa, for the staff.
Wait, I'm sorry. Hold on, Teresa. What did you say, Jane?
I understood that you were actually suggesting that we treat these as two separate motions. Everything up to the further was the first motion, and everything from further on was the second motion.
I wasn't suggesting that. I was pointing out that just because it's hard to follow sometimes orally, that they are two separate points. Now, you know, we can vote as one motion, or if someone moves to divide, we could divide them. That's up to the committee. Okay, so Lydia, were you finished?
Yes, I just wanted to know if it was clear to everybody else, or if it, like, I thought it kind of needed to be reiterated to be clear.
This is Revelyn. It's still not clear to me.
Okay, so it's not clear to one member, so maybe that means we should fix it.
I also don't
hear that, Bob. I'm just saying. I
don't have it in front of me to read also, so I'm just listening. That's
right. All right, why don't we go on with the stack, and maybe I can play with a wording fix while others are speaking. So next on the stack is actually Revelyn.
Okay, did
you have me for the stack, Bob?
Okay, let me read the stack.
Okay,
I have Revelyn, Nia, Nancy, and Teresa. Was there anyone else?
Jane, I was on the stack.
Oh, I'm
Jane
sorry.
Was before everybody.
This is your timekeeper, Chair?
Yes.
You have 6 minutes left.
In the whole item? I mean, whole... Okay. All right, So Revelyn and Nia, I know I called on Revelyn and Nia, then Jane, and then Nancy and Teresa. Okay, Revelyn.
Okay, mine is just real short. I don't understand why people are elected to 1-year terms. It takes at least 5 or 6 months, particularly because, as you said, most of us don't have good records of what's going on. And it takes a minute to catch up, and by the time you catch up, you know, it's done. I mean, it seems to me that there should be 2-year terms and 3-year terms. That's all I want to say.
Terry, did you want to address that?
Well, yeah, the bylaws require that the terms be staggered, and the 1-year term is for people so that we can get back into the schedule that the bylaws require, so that the next election, everybody gets elected to a 3-year term. And as long as stations meet quorum and there's no vacancies, everyone will always have 3-year terms. But you want to get back on to the schedule that the bylaws have of rotating terms, so everybody has a 3-year term.
Point of information.
Fix it to get back on to that.
Teresa?
Isn't it true, Terry, that if KPFK doesn't hit meet quorum, they're going to have the same problem next year, right?
Yeah.
That'll be a 2-year term, though.
Right.
The problem at PFW is that they missed 2 quorums.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Well, maybe they did, but the problem is that they missed the quorum in 2010, so that it's been 2 years, and to get so if there's anybody to be elected next year in 2013, you need to have people end their terms when it's time to have the election in 2013. Otherwise, you'd have no election at WPFW next year.
Which would be great. We could save money.
But the bylaws don't allow that.
They don't allow you to save money?
They don't allow you to skip the election cycle that the bylaws have.
Well, okay. All I have to say is you don't have to skip the cycle. You just don't run people. You're not skipping it. You're just, there's no need for it. They're two different things. You're acknowledging that there's an election cycle, but you're also acknowledging that you don't need to elect anyone. What's wrong with that?
I don't have a response.
Okay, let's go on to Nia.
Okay, your timekeeper says 4 minutes left for the whole meeting.
Okay.
I support this this motion wholeheartedly. I mean, Terry, I have to say, Terry, you have done a wonderful, masterful, and patient job.
I don't know how
you did this, you know? And but the only thing is, I really like this motion, and I have a real concern, especially being a director, because we know this is a very litigious environment around here, that the executive director had any influence on this particular item. So I don't want that to become an issue. Is this, in your mind, set in stone or based on hearing the reasoning from the people who've been around for a long time and know the bylaws very well? I mean, you do too. You've been around, you know, with us for quite some time. But hearing the arguments, are you now convinced that maybe you should go back to your original thing where whosoever it is, I don't know, whosoever it is, the person doesn't matter. It's the concept that we should adopt this motion and that you should allow, if the person serves with has to serve 3 or 4 months or 6 months in 2014, that he or she stays on until that time and then resigns and the next runner-up takes his or her place.
Well, just to be clear, I think the policy I proposed to the executive director is the best policy, is the fairest and the easiest for the foundation. And the bylaws are absolutely silent. The bylaws give no guidance on how this should be done, but it had to be done. So the executive director speaks for the foundation in the absence of anything in the bylaws. And so I proposed a plan and she agreed to it. And I would absolutely, you can pass a resolution. There's no way I'm going to change my view, my policy, based on the vote of the executive election committee. Because the fact is, if you wanted to make this point, if you had made it before there were names attached to these seats, I would have entertained it. But now that we have people attached, I have to assume that somebody knows who's going to get a 3-year seat, who's going to get a 1-year seat. I don't care who gets them. You people probably do. So there's no way I'm going to change my policy at this point because there's names attached to these. So I made the policy in an absolutely impartial way that I thought was the fairest and the best for the foundation. And I don't care what you guys do in terms of this vote. I'm not going to change my ruling.
Well, let me just say for the record that my speaking has absolutely nothing to do with that. As a director, just so you know, that my responsibility is to make sure that if somebody is supposed to serve 6 years, that he or she doesn't serve five years and 9 months or something like that. You get what I'm saying? To be shortened by being given the...
Well, I'm very confident that nothing that in the policy that I developed is a violation of anything in the bylaws. The bylaws give no guidance for how to divvy people up between 1 year and 3 year seats, which was a requirement of the bylaws. It had to happen, but the bylaws didn't say how it should happen. So I devised a rule that I thought was the fairest.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Jane is next.
Okay. I would like to ask everybody to vote against this motion. I would like to illustrate the problems that are connected with the proposed policy that we have before us. In the WPFW elections this year, we have one member whose 6-year term limit will come to pass in October 2013, and we have another member whose six-year term limit will come will be met in March of 2014. And under the policy that Terry devised, which, as he stated, was the simplest system he could come up with to impartially adopt a system that to deal with this situation, both of those individuals can complete the person who would be term limited as of October 2013 can continue to serve through December.
No, he can't. Just to be clear, the bylaw said under no circumstance can he serve more than 6 years.
Okay.
So I think there's some time before December.
Okay, that was not made clear in anything I've seen in writing. So thank you for...
But just to be clear, I am not the interpreter of the bylaws for the foundation.
Okay,
right? That's something that you guys are going to deal with when the time comes.
Okay, well, I can tell you that's something that I would not have anticipated us having to deal with, but now that you've mentioned it, I will anticipate it. I don't know if anybody else will. So that individual who will reach their term limit as of October, we're going to have to deal with replacing them October.
Point of information. Yeah, Teresa, don't interrupt people for a point of information. You can ask it after Jane is done.
Fine. I'll just put me there to do that.
Okay. So that was a misunderstanding I had. So the policy does not change that fact. The fact is that we're still going to have to deal with replacing that individual in October if we do our job correctly, which that's another question altogether. So then in March 2014, the person who might have received a three-year term under the policy that Bob is proposing, he would have the three-year term, but we would have to replace him 2 months into beginning our next year. And that is the primary reason that I'm arguing against this motion. It's because of the disruptiveness. Basically, we need people on our boards who have, I mean, that learning curve is so severe in this culture that we need people who have a little bit of a track record to know how things work. And so I would, and there's just so much bullshit we're dealing with all the time. I would argue against this because it's disruptive. And that's all I have to say.
Okay, next is Nancy.
And Bob, can you add me to the second?
Sure.
Should the point of information go ahead of
me? Oh, right, yes. Teresa, your question.
Would I have a point of order, please, Chair?
Okay. Yes.
Keeper, time is up.
Oh, time's up. Okay. Is there a motion to extend, and by how much?
I move to extend by 12 minutes.
Okay. Now, let me just remind people where we're at on the agenda.
Okay.
After we finish this item and vote on it, then we have Nia has a motion concerning blank ballots, a policy on that, and then we have the whole discussion of how to deal with the problems of last year's election and how to move forward with that, and some other items. So keep that in mind as we move forward. So the motion is for a 12-minute extension. Is that just on this motion, Revelyn?
Well, there just seems to be stuff that's up in the air about it. Either, you know, maybe we don't have to resolve it tonight and we can finish it at another time, but I think it's worth putting a stab at it.
Okay.
Whether it's today or, you know, the next time we meet.
Okay. Any other discussion on the motion for 12 minutes on this motion?
I have a question. Do we need a 2/3 vote to extend time?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, hearing no discussion, then is there objection to a 12-minute extension of this item?
I object.
Okay. Then, Jane, would you please call the roll?
On the motion to extend?
Right, by 12 minutes, for this motion.
Fred Blair?
Pass.
Michael?
This is on the whole discussion of the report or just this motion?
No, just this motion.
Move to extend 12 minutes?
Right, it would just be 12 minutes for the motion that's on the
floor. Does anybody object?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Teresa objected. That's why we're taking a vote.
Okay.
Can I change it to 8 minutes?
Okay. Is there any objection to withdrawing, to allowing Revlon to withdraw the 12-minute and just go to a vote on an 8-minute extension? Okay, hearing none, then let's vote on that. Is there any objection?
If you're going to let her do that, then I will withdraw my objection to the extension of time.
Okay, so there's no other objection to 8 minutes? Okay, then let's go forward. So let me see. Who was on the stack? I'm sorry, I lost my place here. Jane was finished, right? So next is Nancy.
Nancy passed.
No,
it was
Nia.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, it was who?
Nia.
No, Nia already spoke.
Oh.
So next is Teresa and then Lydia.
Okay. Do I understand that there were some people at WPFW that decided to run even though their 6 years ended in October? There was
next October.
October of 2013 or October
yes.
of 2013. So they get to serve less than a year.
Right.
And you made this decision after they decided to run.
We didn't know if anybody was affected. We just knew that we were going to have to designate 1 and 3 year seats, and we had no record of if somebody was term limited or not. We had no information from WPFW if anybody was going to be term limited.
Uh-huh.
We just knew
Terry, I commend you for dealing with this problem, and I commend Bob for coming up with a resolution to also try to deal with this problem. But I think because Bob's motion is coming up now, nobody's seen it, some people can't look at it, I personally think that we ought to vote on it next meeting, but I appreciate your input on it. I think it is a little problematic that somebody decided to run even though they, maybe if they thought about it, would realize that they could only serve less than a year. But maybe they felt, they needed to help the foundation, and that's the way they decided to do it. So the question is, there was another question I had of you. First of all, I also want to say we hire capable people, and I do not find any problem in you talking to the executive director of the foundation to get feedback. And I think you're perfectly capable of, asking anybody that you need to ask for feedback. I mean, you could be talking to LSB members. You could be talking to candidates. Say, what do you think about this? I expect you to be impartial and use your brain, and sounds like that's what you did. So, I appreciate you coming up with a solution to the problem. I would like to actually discuss it at the next meeting. This Bob's motion, discuss it at the next meeting, and vote on it then rather than this evening.
Okay, thanks. Next is Lydia.
Terry, so what I heard wishes, because I didn't understand either, based on your email, that this was within the context of a PS, notwithstanding what's in the bylaws, that this is contingent on their term. So I would really like to see you, it's not changing your opinion, you have the same opinion, but just generate the same opinion that you had with, because your job, explain that your job is the term itself, 1 or 2, 3 years, and then explaining that by no means did you mean to rewrite the bylaws, which have specific term limits. Put in that context, because that was missing. I totally did not get that from your previous email, and another member mentioned that. However you would want to word it and are comfortable with, I'm not putting words into your mouth, but I think that was missing in the translation.
Okay, just to be clear, see, the bylaws are absolutely silent. They give no instruction, and there's no requirement on how, once an election occurs with no quorum, how do you get back on the cycle in the following election? The bylaws did not anticipate that. There's nothing in there about that. So we had to invent a system, because nothing that I propose is any violation of anything in the bylaws, because the bylaws don't have any procedure.
No, I understand that, but when I read what you had sent out previously, I thought you were saying, notwithstanding the restrictions in the bylaws about the term limits, whereas that's not what
no,
I...
No, I never said anything like that.
I didn't say it, but I'm saying that that's what it sounded like, and I heard one other member interpret it the same way. So maybe you can send out something that doesn't, you know, that preserves everything you've just said, because we understand all that. You know, notwithstanding the fact that, of course, the bylaws has its own, term limits. That was the only thing that I think that was missing.
Right, I could certainly clarify that.
So that was that. So, and in terms of this particular motion, I think it's necessary and it's timely so as not to keep pushing everything back. It's advisory. We're only an advisory committee. I'm sure the same objections, they might move to divide or whatever, will come up on the PMB. But at least we've given it some thought and we've moved an important piece forward. Thank you.
This is Reverend. Is it Con? Can I make one just quick statement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. For me, and just for me, this whole six-year thing, being out 1 month on one side and out 1 month on the other side is too mechanical. Because someone kind of said it tonight, you can be involved in work, and if the end of the year, being December 31st, is when, a cycle ends or something like that, then it seems to me that if you're 1 month out on either side, you should be able to finish. So you're there 6 years and 1 month, perhaps. I mean, it's just too mechanical. It creates unnecessary movement. They're 6 months. Oh, now we have to pull somebody else on for 1 month. It's crazy. To me, just finish up the year. And it would be nice to look at that when we reconsider bylaws again, just to be able to look at that to, try to fix it in a way that's smoother and a little bit more humane and protects the foundation more. I'm done.
Okay, well, I believe we're at time, so I think we now need to go.
This is me, Bob.
Yes.
I found the in 2007, in Casey Peters' summary report, where he did address the term limits, and he talked about the delegates who met seek re-election in 2009 for all the stations because their terms are expiring in 2010. Bob, I forwarded that to you. Maybe you could forward it to Terry, so there is precedent. Casey Peters did rule on this in 2007.
Right. Okay. All right. So does anyone need the motion reread as amended?
I would like to move to table this until our next gathering.
Okay.
I object.
Okay. So there's an objection. So we go to a vote on tabling, which means if you vote yes.
If there's an objection, then I'll withdraw it.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Can you hear me? I wanted to second the motion to table.
Well, we can just vote it down.
Next meeting.
I mean, it's all right if we. I mean, I thought we needed to talk. We needed to digest this more, but we can just vote on it right now.
Okay. All right. So then we're going to go to a vote now. Does anyone need the motion reread?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
fine.
Yeah.
I'll be happy to read it as amended. Okay. Whereas the National Election Supervisor adopted a policy in the 2012 WPFW elections to award only a one-year delegate seat to anyone whose term-limited tenure would preclude them from serving a full three-year term, regardless of whether their vote total would have otherwise led them to obtain a three-year term, and whereas in the 2007 election, the National Election Supervisor ruled that any candidates who would be term limited before the end of another 3-year term could nonetheless run for said term, provided that they resigned when they reached their 6-year mark. And whereas the Pacifica bylaws provide no authority for the National Election Supervisor or the Executive Director to treat any candidates in a disparate manner that awards one candidate a shorter term than another who won fewer votes, resolved that the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee strongly urges the National Election Supervisor to change the policy for the 2012 WPFW elections so as to uphold the cornerstone standard that candidates are awarded 3-year or shorter terms based solely on their relative ranking in the final vote count, and, further, that the committee recommends the Pacifica National Board adopt a policy for future elections that in any delegate election in which more than the customary half of seats in either the listener member or staff member category are vacant, 3-year terms shall be awarded to the highest vote getters up to the number of seats usually available in that year's election, and 1 or 2-year terms, dependent on the election year cycle, to the next highest vote getters for the remaining available seats. This shall include any candidate who would become term limited during the upcoming 1, 2, or 3-year term, although said person shall be required to resign as a delegate as soon as they have completed 6 consecutive years of delegate service. Okay, so time is up. We can't have further discussion, so let's just go to a vote. Jane,
okay.
Did you
at this point, I don't have anybody present from KPFA. Is that right? Okay, going to KPFK, Fred Blair?
No.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Lydia Brezon?
Yes.
Okay. Going to KPFT, we have Teresa Allen.
This is the motion to table, right?
No, this is the motion itself. The table was withdrawn.
Then I say no.
Okay, and I don't have any other voting members present from KPFT, right?
Can I vote? Well, I'm not on the board anymore. Does that make me a non-voter?
We called you a non-voting member when we started, so I guess that's non-voting.
Well, I thought the only thing that prevents anyone from voting on this committee is if they've reached their 6-year limit and they're not a PNB member. But if an LSB member who has not reached their 6-year
limit. So I'm a voting member then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, I vote yes.
Okay, and Sasha, are you on still? No.
Sasha?
Sasha was on. We had it. Okay. I don't know if she's a voting or not.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm still on, but I've reached my 6 years.
Oh, thank you. Okay. All right, so moving on to WBAI. Mia?
Yes.
And Bob?
Yes.
WPFW Revlin?
No.
Jane Gatewood is no. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 no's, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses. Motion carries.
Thank you. Okay, next on the agenda is the question of counting blank ballots. Terry, do you want to briefly explain your policy, and then we have a motion?
Yeah, from previous elections, it has become apparently commonplace for election supervisors to consider, at the very least, blank ballots as part of the quorum requirement. If someone has gone to the bother to mail in a ballot, the assumption was that they were trying to help the station reach quorum, even if they didn't have an opinion about which of those candidates should win. They wanted the election to be certified. And in fact, in this election, we found a lot of on-air announcements were going on, urging people to mail in their ballot, even if they didn't choose to vote, so that they could help reach quorum. So voters were specifically being told this was an option. It was not something that I promoted, but I became aware that a lot of stations were putting out announcements that mail in your ballot to help us reach quorum, even if you don't vote. So I looked at Robert's Rules of Order, and while they talk about blank ballots not counting towards the denominator in calculating a majority or two-thirds majorities, they do not know where Robert's Rules of Order is anything about a quorum of ballots. It's the concept that Robert's Rules doesn't really deal with. In a quorum of a meeting, of a public meeting, people can be present and contribute to the quorum and then abstain on the vote. So using that as a principle, I ruled that if someone went to the bother to mail in a ballot, it can contribute to a quorum whether it's used in the tally or not.
Okay, thanks, Terry. And Nia, do you want to introduce your motion?
Yes. Thank you, Terry. Okay, my motion says the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee recommends that the Pacifica National Board adopt a policy that, in keeping with long-standing practice in all elections held in Pacifica, blank ballots shall be counted towards quorum. Okay, Terry, so we're even now, Terry. And I think, but on seriously, it's I think it's important for the PNB to pass this as a rule so that it's clear, so that, you know, although Terry said he's not going to reapply, you know, for the next election, the person coming after Terry, we don't know how well informed the person will be or familiar with Pacifica, and this would act as a guide, so this will no longer be an issue. And I'm asking people to support it, because if you're at a local station board meeting and you're voting on a seat of some sort, I know that the blank ballots do count. So just to make it easier, things will go faster. You know, we don't waste money, you know, wasting the NES's time with this, that we just make this a recommendation to the Pacifica National Board. It is hoped that they will approve this. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I mean, I have personally witnessed a number of elections here at KPFK in particular. This not making quorum was inevitable. We barely make it each time, and has always only been by counting blank ballots and anything that flies through the window. But my only concern is this issue that Terry raised, which happened here as well, I believe, is announcing. In the past, there were never any on-air announcements of urging people to mail in blank ballots. And my only concern with that is that that it would deter people from looking at the candidates. And so, I'm going to support it with the confidence that we're going to come up with a policy that encourages the stations to continue to ask people to become informed about the candidates. There are differences. There's a reason we have slates as well. And so, and the importance of governance and so forth. But if everybody just thinks that they can just get their ballots and not bother, and it does take a little bit of time and work, then that seems an act in futility. But I will support the motion, because I do believe that it's inevitable, unless, we go to another form, which, again, is to have no quorum, or something to that effect. But for the moment, I will vote yes on this motion.
Okay, we're just about at time for the meeting, so we're going to have to decide whether to extend. So is there anyone who has a burning need to speak on this motion, or are we ready for a vote? Okay, hearing none, is there any objection to the motion?
I object.
Okay, then please, Jane, call the roll.
I need to see the motion.
Perhaps, Nia, you could reread it one more time.
Nia? Sorry, I was reading through my phone. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I don't object.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, I apologize. I read it. The PNB, we recommend that the PNB adopt a policy that, in keeping with long-standing practice, all elections held in Pacifica blank ballots shall be counted towards quorum. I don't object to that. I'm sorry.
Okay, very good. All right, then that's adopted without objection. Okay.
Can I move to adjourn?
Okay, let me just explain to people. That's in order. But if we vote by a majority to adjourn, then we are not able to do any of the other items on the agenda, including starting some work on the NES announcement, which is very time sensitive. So I would hope people would bear with us for a few more minutes. But we can vote on your motion if you'd like.
I move that we extend it for, is it 20 minutes? Just so, because we really need to get this done. I know it's 10:30, but just so, you know, things get moving, because the next election is just around the corner, it's 5 months. So I move that we, 20 minutes, and folks be brief and stick to the time. How about that?
Okay, Jane, would you consent to us having a vote on the 20-minute extension before the motion to adjourn?
Well, I just want to make it clear that I think this whole conversation is premature because we can't afford to go through what we've been through. We just can't. I mean,
that's the point, though.
That's why we need the 20 minutes, Jane. Yeah.
I mean, then put on a job announcement. Yeah.
Huh?
I'm sorry. If the topic was something different, the topic was, how to move forward in this non-functional system, then I'd be fine with another 20 minutes to set the stage for the next meeting. But anyway, go ahead and vote on whatever you're voting on.
Okay, thanks. All right, yeah, and certainly at the next meeting, as I said earlier, the agenda is wide open, and I think, you know, any ideas people have of how to fix this system are totally germane and welcome to be put on the agenda. Okay, so the motion is for a 20-minute extension. Is there any objection?
Yeah,
Teresa, may I ask a question?
Sure.
Is it an inconvenience? Well, we want Terry to talk about something, right? Is it going to be an inconvenience for him to come back rather than talking about what he wanted to talk about right now?
I'll tell you that I'm happy to come back and talk about my sortition thing, the lottery process, even if I'm done working here. I think you need to deal with things like ads. I think Bob's right, that's much more of a time-sensitive thing, because the sortition thing is going to take at least a year because you'd have to amend the bylaws.
That's right.
Well, I really want to thank you, Terry, for that generous offer of your time.
I'm really into this idea.
yeah. No, and it's a very interesting idea. I don't know what I think of it yet, but it certainly deserves a very thorough discussion, and it's great that you're going to stick with us at the next meeting so we can at least start that discussion.
With that being said, I'm going to assume you're not going to get to sortition at this meeting, and I would like to get off the call while you discuss the notice.
Sure, that's fine.
All right.
So just before you go, is there any other really burning question that was left unanswered about Terry's actions as NES?
Well, this is Lydia.
Yeah.
Well, no, but do we want any of his input into what should have been in the ad since he responded to it?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh. Yeah, Terry, do you have any
okay,
guidance
I'll hold
on that?
On. I'll stay on.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Terrific. All right, so I'm hearing no objection to the 20-minute extension, so then that's adopted without objection. So, all right, I guess the floor is open. We all know what the issue is. The bylaws say hire an NES in March. I'll repeat what I said at the top of the meeting, which is I looked at the, I think I said this, well, maybe it was before we got on the stream. I looked at the document that Terry sent us the link to that's still on the Pacifica website from last year, and it was a request for proposals that had two sections, one for an organization to do the tabulation, the balloting and tabulation, and the second was a person, well, actually a group of persons to apply for the positions of National Election Supervisor and local. And then after that only yielded one applicant for NES, the committee recommended and the board agreed, I believe, that there should be just sort of a straight announcement put out for it as a job rather than as a contract. Although it does end up becoming a contract. But in any case, however, I can't find, and maybe somebody on this committee can dig up, was there ever a reworded job announcement, you know, where it has the standard format where it says, like, what's not in the RFP is, you know, the type of qualifications needed, election experience, you know, certain amount of education or not. I don't recall ever seeing such a version. Does anyone? All right. Well, hearing none, then
wait, does Terry remember
exactly
whether he responded to one? I thought we used to have one myself.
No, I never saw one.
Yeah.
This is Jane. I'm quite, I'm reasonably confident that there wasn't one, that it was just people responding to the RFP that were fed into the process.
Right, that's my recollection.
That was a problem. I mean, it was a problem for sure.
It was a problem. So my suggestion would be that we, that maybe we rework the process this year to be, keep the RFP done last year, see if it needs any tweaking. But I think we put a lot of thought into it, and I think it was quite effective, and I would venture to say we got a good result from the firm that we had. But as far as the NES, in the interest of getting more applicants, to detach that and send that as a standard job announcement. You know, this job, I mean, granted it's a contractual short-term job, but it's still a job. And send that out to the usual places that Pacifica would post, or maybe some of the unusual places that are more attuned to election experience.
This is Reverend Juscat.
Sure. Go ahead, Reverend.
And can we hear from Terry?
And then if Lydia, if you add me to back to the set.
Okay.
Okay. And my only thing is that however we put it out, we have to make sure we have funding set aside to do what we're going to do, because it is unfair to try to run an election without the money to run it. It is totally unfair to the persons involved, and I think it compromises even the people who run it in ways that, you know, may not feel obvious, but that's me. That's all I have to say on it.
Yeah, well, I totally agree with you. What happened to Terry should never happen to anyone that Pacifica works with. It was unconscionable. And yeah, but the money is in the budget, as far as I know. Well, it's people on the PC.
It has to be in the bank.
Right, right. But I'm just saying, in theory, it was planned for. Now, you're right. We have to make sure that in practice, it really is the dollar.
That's right. It cannot be touched until the end, you know, the end of the election. It has to be there to pay all bills on time. And that should be a part of it, because that's what makes it serious.
Absolutely. Okay. Let's see. I believe Lydia was next. Was it Lydia or someone else? I'm sorry.
Yes. I was going to, on what Reverend touched on, all of the entire election is already in the budget. So the issues that came up after that are other issues. But anyway, but in terms of posting of the job, I wanted to ask Terry, when you have, because it's a very specialized thing, we certainly don't want anyone less experienced than Terry is in elections. So we've actually been fortunate for the most part, our NESs, for the most part, I say, have been experienced in elections. And so I wanted to ask Terry, is when you have dealt with elections for other organizations, where have you seen these ads posted? I mean, how is it that we reach people who are experienced in elections?
The other kinds of elections I've done is like clients respond to my website or something like that. I don't know. I mean, there's something, electionline.org, which has a newsletter which posts election positions, but it's, you know, mostly like county election administrators, people who would freak out at what Pacifica is about. I mean, what you really need is less an election administrator and more somebody who has dealt with the chaos aspect of it. It's like election administrators are more like accountants, and they couldn't possibly handle what goes on at Pacifica. I don't know how in the world to advertise for this job, other than to people who've been local election supervisors who have, or past NESs who have a handle on it, because it's a unique job. There's no other job like it in the world. I mean, it's not an election administration job. I mean, that's really easy compared to Pacifica.
Can I have a quick follow-up question?
Yeah.
But what is very much of an election is your ethics about elections, and your your adherence to nonpartisanship, etc., which it is absolutely essential. You may be the only nonpartisan element in all of Pacifica. So but people that we have met, the ones that have done a number of elections for other entities, including civic elections, have been the ones with the greatest integrity and have proven to be the best in terms of this. I realize they have to have probably that other sensibility. But what was what was it that you said we can go to, that elections?
Well, there's something called electionline.org or maybe .com. They set out a weekly newsletter to election administrators. You can certainly advertise there, but it's I think it's mainly going to, like I said, county clerks and things like that.
Okay.
And academics. There are a lot of political science professors and so on who read it.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Well, Terry, given what you just said, do you have any other advice about
I think the pool of people, it's sort of like mediators and facilitators and union organizers and people who are used to dealing with difficult people. Not that you folks are difficult, you've been wonderful, but I gotta say, difficult people in Pacific, and it's like, it's so I'm thinking things like people who are used to going into dispute situations, landowner disputes where they have to
gamers,
people who are ready to take start coming to fisticuffs about something.
Bias gamers.
And so there are mediators and meeting facilitators. A lot of them might be a little bit too, I don't know, touchy-feely or whatever, who just wanted to, like, can't we all just get along? And that's not what you need. But you need somebody who has...
Corrections officer. With
corrections officer. No, that's not really the right clientele either. But I don't really have a particular suggestion, but the elections piece of what I know was very crucial in 2003 because it had to be sort of constructed raw. But if... and I would recommend that you do go ahead and use a ballot company again, that piece can largely be taken over by someone like ESC or True Ballot or something like that. And what you need is more of the person who plays the role of the judge and the facilitator and the taskmaster who, quite frankly, I did not do an adequate job in terms of KPFK, in terms of I thought things had been accomplished that had not been accomplished, and I was sort of chagrined to learn that this hadn't happened or that hadn't happened. And I might be a little bit too easygoing. You need somebody who's willing to be a little bit more hard-ass than I was. And I don't know exactly where you find that kind of person, but I would say people who deal with dispute resolution people.
Well, Terry, let me just follow up on one thing you said, which was interesting, about did I hear you say that you thought perhaps next year that the election firm could take over some of the responsibility?
No, just what they did this time. The point is...
To repeat that.
The idea
going
back to what I did, where I had to... I mean, I'm a unique kind of person in that I know both aspects, but there are very few people who know about the STV and... Choice Plus Pro and that kind of stuff, and I don't think you need to find someone who knows that. They can learn that or choice, or your ballot company can do that.
Okay, so you're just reinforcing the wisdom of our decision to split the function into a company and a person.
Because someone like Frank Fatone could not do what I did.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's not his, that's not what the firm is about.
Right,
yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But maybe
it's 10 minutes. Chair, this has been 10 minutes.
Oh, thank you. Okay. All right. Well, can we move to proposals for, you know, to move forward on this job description? I mean, clearly we're not going to do it on this phone call. We're going to have some people do a little work over the next 2 weeks before our next meeting. I guess my ideal would be if people would volunteer to do some drafting that, and then come in with a proposal, preferably at least 24 hours before the meeting, and circulate it, and then we discuss it, and then once we approve it, send it on to the PNB and the ED, and let them, you know, take it from there. Any other thoughts about how to proceed?
Could you repeat that?
Well, I guess I could make it a motion, but it's more an informal suggestion that we just form a working group to draft a job announcement for the NES, and that we aim to finish it no later than a day before, well, we have a date now, it's the 29th, right? So by the 28th, that we, our goal would be to produce a draft that we circulate to the committee, and then we vote on it at the committee meeting on the 29th.
This is Lydia.
Yeah.
I recommend that you come up with a first rough draft, send it out within a week, and have the committee weigh in on it, and then you come up with something for us to vote on a day before. That's my substitute motion. If yours was a motion, I don't know if it was.
It was a suggestion. But what do other people think? I mean, I can go either way, I suppose. But if people want to be involved, that's fine. You know, at the outset or later.
No, this is Revlin. I would volunteer, but really, honestly, I'm at odds with too much of it. Like I said, I think a lot of it is mechanical. I think, you know, and so I'm not the one. If I were the one, I would, but I'm not the one. So it's back to you, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, anyone else?
Okay, this is Jane. I just want some clarity.
Yes.
Okay, so you have asked the committee to set a goal of producing a draft prior to the 29th, is that correct?
Correct, the 28th specifically.
Okay, Lydia
has a counter proposal.
Oh, hang on, Lydia. Go ahead, Jane.
No, I was just going to ask. I was just going to ask if you want to go ahead and maybe make that a little more tangible, what you were just saying in terms of just asking for committee input. I guess directed to you. So with the intent. So in other words, committee members are encouraged to engage online with discussion to craft a proposal by 129 that can be discussed.
Okay. Lydia, go ahead.
Well, that was my proposal, is that you draft and encourage the committee to weigh in. You can produce a draft in a week, and that gives us a few days to weigh in and produce something for us to vote on at the next meeting.
Sorry, I was off the phone for about 15, 20 minutes just now. What's the topic?
We're discussing how to produce a draft of the job description for the NES, and Lydia's proposal is that I myself write the first draft within a week, circulate it on the listserv, and then people make their suggestions and edits, and then we have a final draft the day before the next meeting, which would be the draft on the 28th or the meeting on the 29th. So are there any other ideas about how to do this?
Well, what I said, I suggested that we just ask all the committee members to engage with this online, give your ideas, and so that with committee input, you can post something by 128 for us to discuss on 129.
Okay, well, maybe we could merge the two ideas, and I could be thinking about the draft, and people can post suggestions. Be sure you include this, or I think it should use this approach. And then, realistically, I think my working time would be the weekend. So, if folks want to post between now and maybe Sunday, I could take that into account in the first draft, and then, publish it maybe, it's a 3-day weekend, so maybe publish it by, say, Tuesday, and there could be a second round of feedback comments. How does that work for folks?
So Bob asked members to weigh in prior to the weekend for a first draft. Okay.
Nancy has a question.
Sure.
There is some kind of template. I don't remember where I looked at it, but I saw it recently about the National Election Supervisor, what they need to do. Somebody sent it to me. I don't know where it was.
Oh, well, that's great, because the next thing I was going to do was to get online and look for the 2010 announcement. So if you have it, that would be a big help if you could forward it.
I cannot find it now, but I was looking at it today. I don't know where.
All right. Well, if you locate it, post it to the please post it to the listserv, and if you don't, I'll try to dig it up online somewhere.
And Bob, I can send you the LES Craigslist ad that I.
Oh, excellent! That's a big help. Thank you.
Oh yes, and I think I would like to ask some other of the other board members, not just leave it only to our group, but I mean I would like some input from the other. That's okay.
This is Teresa, I got to leave the call now.
Okay, thanks, Teresa.
Thank you, Teresa.
Yeah, Nancy, that's fine. I mean, anyone can ask anyone they want for ideas. That's fine. Okay. Well, is there anything else to be said? It sounds like we're reaching consensus.
I would just like to. I know Terry will be on next week, but we did have another Superstorm Sandy over here. So I just want to thank you, Terry, for all your hard work and your integrity.
Yeah, well, let's not waste time on this call for that.
Okay. Just to mention, Bob, you can find it online on cpb.org. I just did a Google search on National Election Supervisor for Pacifica.
Oh,
and
thank you.
cpb.org. CP, like people, B, board.
Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Okay.
Job line.
Great. Thanks a lot, Michael.
Google search.
Okay, before everybody leaves, I'd like to make clarify. We did not get to number 5 yet, right?
That's correct. That's a big topic for next meeting.
Big one.
Okay. Well,
motion to adjourn.
Okay. Well,
good job. Good job, Terry.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
Hi, Terry. Thank you, Terry.
Yeah, thank you, Terry, again, so much for all your work.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night.